92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Yeah. Gang, gang in the building.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
AKA, hey, pals.
Yes, baby. That's my line. Yes. Hey, pals.
I have so many friends that use hey, pals now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
They text.
Yeah.
In the group chat, they'll text, hey, pals. And then with the Forrest Gump gif of him waving on the boat to Lieutenant Diane.
Right? What's wrong with that? Nothing.
Nothing. It's like it's entered pop culture.
Hey, pals.
And every now and then, I don't know if it's one person or a bunch, just at different times, on text, the Roz and Mocha text line. 925-555. Someone would just in all caps write, hey, pals.
Oh, I get hey, pal, and then the message. I'll get people forward me something from, like, Threads, where they're like, hey, pal, thought you'd be interested in this.
Threads.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're in the Threads world now?
I thought Threads was going to be like a cleaner, safer, wiser, more calm version of Twitter. Threads is awful.
It is.
I went on Threads not that long ago. There is so much junk on Threads. Like, just garbage. Like, it's a different kind of garbage. Like, Twitter's full of garbage.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like, it's like...
Threads is a kind of a dumping ground.
Threads is another, like, it's just a whole other area of garbage. Right? And I'm like, whoa, made that mistake. Won't make it again.
Did you delete it? Well, I guess you can't.
You can't because if you...
tied to your Instagram.
Yes, if you delete Threads, you delete your Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is another problem. So it just exists there. It's just like AI on my phone. I don't want that on my phone either.
I
can't get rid of it.
I was going to delete Facebook because I'm never on it.
Right.
And like, I just yesterday went to see like what was happening.
Yeah.
And like, I get the notification you have X amount, like 1,000 something messages.
Yeah.
On Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going through those.
No, no.
I never go on Facebook.
The vast majority. So
I'm gonna get rid of it.
The vast majority of those 1,000 messages on Facebook.
Yeah.
I know exactly what they are. Is because Facebook is still the number one place where people get birthday reminders.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I never use Facebook and I don't post on like nothing on Facebook. But when your birthday happens, it is a floodgate of people because they go on Facebook and they see, hey, it's somebody's birthday. And they just write HBD or whatever in a message. And that's what
you can just like, what do you do? You just like deactivate your account or just delete it forever?
Facebook? Uh-huh. I don't even know.
I think is Facebook is attached to so much now that it'd be really hard for you to delete it.
Like what if I,
Yeah. Like I need Facebook to even get into like our KISS accounts because you need to have a Facebook account to use it.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to just delete
things. What if I want
to go? Oh, just don't use it. It's best to just not use it.
No, but I just want to like erase my like, my history of just posts and stuff.
Oh, you can just go in and do that and
but
delete.
But then one by one?
Yeah.
I can't batch delete everything?
I don't know.
Well, can't you do what you can do on Instagram, which is, I guess, hide your account? Like, you can still have an Instagram account, but just deactivate it for 30 days.
Yeah, I think you can. Yeah, you can probably hide it, right? Or just make super private and just make don't let anybody be able to see it.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, also, just don't open it.
Yeah.
No, I know, but like...
Yeah. What are you worried about? Like, there's stuff on there?
No, there's nothing on there. I just never use it. Because I was going through, I was doing like a cleanup on my phone and just deleting apps that I don't use anymore.
Right, right, right.
And that's why I ended up on the Facebook one.
Facebook's a weird one because you used to spend the majority of time just cruising around on people's Facebook pages, right? Like, that's what you really did.
Uh-huh.
But now Facebook is just the feed. Like, I never go to somebody's personal Facebook account.
Yeah.
Shem does, you know, click on pics.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Unless you're doing an FBI agent deep dive.
Yeah, but I never.
Look at Maria. Yo, when was the last time you were an FBI agent, Maria?
Me?
On Facebook, when was the last time?
My friends are FBI agents every day.
No. So yesterday?
No, not yesterday. I mean, like last week.
but everybody knows that when you come across an Instagram account that's private, chances are, if they're of a certain age, they created that Facebook account years ago and it's fully public.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right? Like I know that with like three of my friends. I'm like, why is your thing private when you're Facebook? And they're like, oh, Facebook.
I thought you were going to say at a certain age, if it's private, you'll see underneath in small lettering, it says followed by @ Shem.
Come on now.
Snitches, man.
Come on, snitches.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS.
Celebrate mornings.
Keeps rolling, rolling out. keep hoping, hoping I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac and jumping over sidewalk cracks with my brother after school. Dreams we had, never knew we would grow up so fast. And summers underneath the sun don't last, even if you want them to. And suddenly I woke up one day looking more like my dad. The world don't seem so big no more, and I gotta face the facts. Time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is time. And waiting, waiting. I keep praying, praying. I make the most of mine and live my life before I run out of. Take me back to the river by the railroad tracks, in the backseat of that Pontiac, learning how to fall in love. Oh, the harder you try, you just can't slow it down, cause the days turn to nights, now the year goes around. And you laugh and you cry, people change and they die, and it all leads to now. Funny when you think about time.
Brings the record-breaking Eras Tour to venues in Toronto and Vancouver. The final dates of the most successful live show ever. I'm Rick Campanelli, and we're celebrating the beginning of the end with a special show with some of Canada's biggest T-Swift fans. You, join us for Taylor Swift, It's a Love Story, Thursday at 5 p.m. Hear it first on the Seeker app.
And now, the Home and Auto Report, powered by Desjardins Insurance.
Fall is here, and that usually means we can count on some pretty significant fall storms to roll through. So let's talk about how we can prevent water from getting into your house in case of a big fall rain event. Clean your gutters. This is so important. When your gutters are full of leaves, they can block your downspouts. Blocked spouts can cause pooling of water in your troughs, which usually means water getting into places that you don't want it to. Check the seals around your windows and doors. Take some time to check your doors and windows and make sure there aren't any glaring issues with caulking or framing. Even the slightest crack can lead to big water problems in your home. Remember, water follows the quickest, easiest path, so keep on top of things.
The Home and Auto Report, powered by Desjardins Insurance. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care today.
Insurance recommends using caution and consulting an expert prior to undertaking the activities. Desjardins Insurance cannot be held liable for reliance on these tips.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get a...
Yep, the McValue menu has a lot of delicious options for under $4 each plus tax, so it's okay to take...
Minute
when ordering. The McValue menu. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
Breaking Lotto Max Dream News.
with Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot at an estimated $60 million, plus an estimated six Max Millions. Maxed out dreams are rapidly popping up across the country, turning pools into lakefront cottages, boats into super yachts, decks into rooftop spas. It's dreaming like we've never dreamed before. Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $60 million, plus an estimated six Max Millions. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Winter isn't here yet, but RedTag.ca's incredible vacation deals for the season are. Bask in the sun and save up to a red-hot 60% on your next winter escape with RedTag.ca today. Whether you're headed to Cuba, Jamaica, Mexico, or another tropical haven, you can't feel cold on the beach. Forget the frost this winter and get lost in paradise for less. Don't miss out. Book today at RedTag.ca or call 1-866-5-RED-TAG. Certain conditions apply.
RedTag.ca.
Celebrating 20 years.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Walmart is your one-stop holiday shop for merry low prices. And right now, you can make your holidays even brighter with a 100-count box of indoor and outdoor holiday lights for only $8.98. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
From November 7th to 13th, the Great Save event is on at Sport Chek. Take 25% off full-priced items on the top brands in sport. Plus, save up to 50% on featured door crashers. See in-store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
Black Friday weekend at TELUS? It hits different. Because here, you don't just connect with the latest and greatest devices. You also help connect Canadians in need. Because at TELUS, when you buy a phone, we give a phone-in plan to youth leaving foster care to keep them connected to important resources and support systems. So this Black Friday weekend, give back with a purchase that makes a difference. Learn more at telus.com/giveone. Conditions apply. TELUS. Let's make the future friendly.
Until November the 18th, live and listen to all the magic of an Air France rendezvous.
Whoa.
It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with five new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
When it comes to protecting what matters most to you, get Desjardins Insurance for your auto, home, and life. Discover insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care today.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
On KISS 92.5.
Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. 617, it is 2 degrees, feels like minus 4 right now. Getting up to a high of 7, mainly sunny. Very, very cool today.
Roz and Mocha.
Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
As always, our phone lines are open. 416-870-8888. Hit us up via text. Roz and Mocha text line, always available for your text and your voice notes. 925-555.
I like that.
What's up?
I'm just trying to hold on here. Because People Magazine's doing their Sexiest Man Alive tonight, so I'll get to that in a little bit. But I found this list of the... Maria, I need you to weigh in on this.
Uh-huh.
It's the sexiest bald men in the world. Everybody... Oh. Remember, like, it's like the Academy Awards. You know, the Academy Awards come out, and then they got to do the Razzies and all these other awards. Everything comes out. So People Magazine doing the Sexiest Man Alive reveal tonight. And so all these other sexy things start happening, right?
Sure.
It's a very sexy day today.
Okay.
So we should be celebrating all the sexiness of the day.
All right, let's go.
So they did a list of the 10 sexiest bald men in the world. Now, I like the fact that not all of these are sort of bald by choice. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Right? Because I think that that matters. I think that that's very helpful. I think that naturally balding men should be included in the sexy bald men list.
Okay.
So let me go through the list for you, Maria, here, okay? And you make... Maura, you too. You let me know what you think of sexy, but I want your reactions just in sounds.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just in sounds. Vin Diesel. Stanley Tucci.
Can I Google? Hold on, I don't know who that is. Hold on one second.
Samuel L. Jackson. Danny DeVito. Terry Crews. Kelly Slater, who's a surfer. Shaquille O'Neal.
They're like, yo, you see them toes?
The Rock. And at number one on the list, Prince William. Really?
Prince William?
Yeah.
What a nerd.
Why do you care so much?
I'm just, I don't know, like.
You don't think
he's
sexy?
Did you want to weigh in on all of them?
Who's sexier than Prince William?
I'm surprised that he's on that list.
Your reaction was not surprised.
You're
your reaction.
So many.
Also, now I know who Stanley Tucci is.
It's Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On Kiss 92.5.
Girls be looking like Debbie Fly. I pick to the beat, walking down the street and my new's a freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out when I walk in the spot. Sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah. When I'm at the mall, security just can't buy them all. And when I'm at the beach, I'm in a speedo trying to tan my cheeks. What? This is how I roll. Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Wow. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out when I walk in the spot. Yeah, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. Aye.
I'm sexy and I know it. Check it out. Check it out.
How's everybody today?
Good, man. I can't wait to see Gladiator 2. Oh, my God.
When's that come out?
Hold on here. I'll tell you exactly when.
Bro, are you going to go to the theater? You're not going to the theater.
I am.
Are you?
I am.
That movie looks like it's going to be 3+ hours.
Running time. How long's 148 minutes, Maury?
90 minutes is an hour and a half. So
that's not the question, though.
For an hour, 45 minutes. Ding, ding.
So there you go. Yes, I'm definitely going to the theater to see this.
Every time I've seen you in a theater, you're sleeping.
No. Listen, first of all, snitch.
Second of all, weird.
Yeah.
He puts on his movie gray hoodie.
That's when I was working.
He has a movie hoodie.
Bro, stop
and when he's wearing
it.
The movie hoodie,
stop.
It means I'm here to sleep.
Stop. Listen.
Oh, Ron, stop.
Okay, stop. That's when I used to have to go to screenings for things that I had to do interviews for, and I would get a good sense of the movie in the first 20 minutes, and I came to the conclusion that I had enough to do the interviews, mm-hmm. and I would pull a hoodie up and fall asleep because I had just come from doing this show, and then you take me and stick me in like a dark theater for 2.5 hours. I'm like, I'm going to have a little nap.
Yeah. I think any room that's dark, you'll sleep. That's just what happens.
Well, who cares? What is that? Why is that a problem?
Why are you so judgy right now? Look at him. He even got his arms crossed and everything.
I know.
What's up with that?
Why am I getting scolded?
I'm just saying.
A nap.
You're all like, yeah, I'm going to the theater. Yeah, but you're going to fall asleep.
I'm not going to fall asleep.
Now,
stop.
Are you going to watch, like a regular theater or?
Not
or,
a regular. I only do
you're
regular.
You're not going to do like IMAX?
No.
I know, man. I think Gladiator is an IMAX movie, man.
No, I ain't got time for IMAX.
And it's too loud for his sleep.
Oh, my God. No, just I'm going to go and sit in a regular movie theater mm-hmm. in a regular seat that doesn't like vibrate my ass and shoot stuff in my face. I don't want that. I don't need that.
I've sat in one of those D-box seats before.
It's not fun.
Movies.
It's not fun.
It was fun.
No, it's not fun.
No, it's not. I'm with Roz on
no,
this
I get
one.
Sick.
What movie did you watch, Maria? I only did it once. You
I
remember?
Can't even remember. That's how unmemorable it was.
Yeah, you know when I did it?
What?
Aquaman.
Oh, worst.
Worst.
A lot of water.
A lot of water.
And where's the water from? Like
the back of the seat in front of you.
Yeah, no, that's weird. That's weird. And wasn't it, was the theater that you went to, wasn't it so the screen's in front, but then they had screens on the side, too?
It was a whole thing. It was like 9D or whatever it was. I don't even know. Yeah.
I only like going to the theaters where like the seats become like a pullout chair.
Oh, the recliners.
Yes.
Where's
those
that?
Are my
There's
favorite.
One in Richmond
yeah.
Hill. I think it's Imagine Cinemas.
Yeah.
Catch me there every time.
You can put
my favorite.
It reclines.
It reclines. You're like lying in a bed.
Yeah, and the legs come out. It's God. Like you.
Yeah.
It is next level comfort. Yeah.
Imagine, you know how like when you're on like when you see the business class section, Maury, I'm not going to say when you're in business class. You know when you walk through business class,
yeah.
right? And you know how your chair becomes like a bed?
Yeah.
Right? That's what this is like.
Do they bring you a blanket?
No, but they can bring you food.
No, they bring you food though.
Oh, this is glorious.
Oh my God, it's incredible. But I'm going with my kid, right?
Yeah.
I would fall asleep if I lied down. If they made me a bed in the movie, I would totally fall asleep.
Yeah. Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say the
92.5's needy
or greedy.
Feeling needy could win you $92.
Feeling greedy, however, could get you so much more.
Up to $5,000.
But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
Kiss 92.5's needy or greedy.
You know that I'm greedy. But
Kiss 92.5.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
On KISS 92.5.
The biggest international Christmas ice show is back. From November 29th to December 18th, escape to a winter wonderland with Christmas on Ice, live, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino. Don't miss this thrilling, fast-paced spectacle that features daring stunts and breathtaking special effects. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Christmas on Ice, live, November 29th to December 18th. The Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
Greenhouse gas pollution heats the planet
and threatens our nature.
Canada's carbon price is designed to reduce this pollution in order to protect our environment.
And the Canada Carbon Rebate gives money back to Canadians.
In Ontario, an individual gets $560 this year, with a bonus for those in rural areas.
Have it both ways with the Canada Carbon Rebate. Find out how it works and how much you can receive at canada.ca/carbon rebate.
A message from the Government of Canada.
28 days of daily deals are on at Real Canadian Superstore, because more hot deals equals a happier bank account. Plus, when you spend $300, we'll throw in a free Lego Creative Suitcase. Now that's how you find more ways to save at Real Canadian Superstore. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Whether it's towing your big toys or hauling gear for the job site, the Toyota Tundra handles it all without breaking a sweat. By the end, you'll be standing there wishing you could high-five that truck. That's what we call being Tundra Struck. It's time to be impressed. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2024 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $129 weekly for 40 months at 2.39% with $5,300 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Another rough winter. It's a given. Winterize your pickup truck now at Bison and get the extra protection, toughness, and style of Canada's most trusted truck accessory brand. Save up to $100 for a limited time on soft, hard, trifold tonneau covers, side steps, bed, and floor mats. Bison offers free Canada-wide ground shipping and offers a 2-year warranty. Or get your tonneau cover installed free when you buy locally in-store. Built for your truck, built to last. Find your location at BisonTunoCovers.com.
How do you, Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon,
ooh,
crispy potato rings,
ooh,
and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants. Extras edition. Terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
Can we really launch Black Friday deals early?
As Sunwing's financial advisor, I say, hold my coconut.
You actually did it!
It's simple. People want more from their vacation, right?
A Sunwing vacation does that. Why deny the people what they want?
And with these Black Friday vacay deals, they'll be sipping a mojito by Tuesday.
Book with your local travel advisor or...
Red One.
We're coming at you.
Is the movie event of the holiday season.
Santa Claus has been kidnapped.
You're going to help us find him.
You can't trust this guy. He's on the list.
He's a naughty lister.
Naughty lister?
Dwayne Johnson.
We got snowmen!
Chris Evans.
I might just go back to the car.
Let's save Christmas.
I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
All right.
Let's save Christmas. There it is.
Only in theaters November 15th.
Craig, Craig, Craig. Craig likes it warm. Craig loves 71 degrees Fahrenheit. Craig doesn't understand Fahrenheit. But Craig does like to save money when he's at work. Craig also cares about his carbon footprint. He's so thoughtful, that Craig.
With SmartFlow from Enbridge Sustain, you won't have to think about your HVAC, but it will always be thinking of you. For a limited time, sign up and get up to $1,000 in bill credits and apply for up to $3,000 in rebates. Learn more at EnbridgeSustainSmartFlow.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can finance select remaining 2024 Kicks from 0.99% or lease from 2.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all in with the Nissan Kicks and start dreaming of where best-in-class fuel economy can take you. Add impressive cargo capacity for whatever comes your way, and your imagination is officially free to wander. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details.
Bring your party to Kelsey's Original Roadhouse this holiday season. Get 10% off when you host a party of eight or more and use our group menu. Plus, book your event before November 15th for a chance to win a $500 party. Book now at Kelsey's.ca.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
8 o'clock this morning, we're going to play Needy or Greedy. Right after that, giving away another set of tickets to see Taylor Swift live in concert. Listen out for back-to-back Taylor Swift throwbacks in order to qualify. The keyword today, or before 8 a.m., is lover. It's KISS. Good morning.
Motivation. My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She loves like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah. Cause I'm the wizard of love and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
A little bit windy too. We're supposed to get up to a high of 7, but with the, I can't believe I'm saying this, wind chill, 3 degrees.
Come on.
Is the best it's going to get today.
Dress warm for the Taylor Swift merch store.
Yeah, opens up at 10 o'clock this morning at Rogers Center.
And they say don't line up before 9 a.m.
Okay, I'm going to do it in the news. It's my lead story, Maury.
Well, don't bury the lead.
Bro, that you...
Just like, what's the matter with you?
Damn.
All right, I'll sit quiet.
Thank you.
That's fine.
I'm about to introduce the news. We got a lot of time to talk. The news hasn't even started yet. You can do your whole rap then.
Okay, Mocha, you ready?
No. Jesus.
Wow.
To hell, man.
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news.
A Roz and Mocha Show and KISS 92.5 News Break.
Megan Fox announced yesterday that she and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting their first child together. Yeah. I didn't think they were together anymore.
I thought they broke up, yeah. They're engaged,
rumors,
and then they broke up.
Yeah.
And then
they
got back.
Just rumors.
Yeah, no, they never... she said she was on a podcast where she was like, no, it's closer to like whatever, not together.
But she never said they actually weren't together.
And by then, it might have been too late.
So. Yeah.
Machine Gun Baby?
Yeah, she posted a picture of herself. I don't know if you saw the picture. She's like naked, covered in like motor oil underneath.
That's not very hygienic.
I don't know what they used. Maybe it looks like motor oil. But
can't be good for your skin.
No, and I guess they announced that they had a miscarriage last year, I guess, which is unfortunate for them. Megan already has three kids with Brian Austin Green, aka Bag, as Mocha always referred to him.
Yeah.
7, 9, and 11, and then MGK has a 15-year-old daughter with an ex-girlfriend. So there you go. Oh, I forgot to do this Taylor Swift merch story. Hold on. The Taylor Swift merch store opens today.
Cool.
People Magazine, sexiest.
Don't line up before 9 a.m.
Why?
Yeah, that's wild. You're not allowed to.
So they're going to kick you out?
I think you can mill about, but you cannot line up.
No, there's no milling. No milling.
No milling.
They'll tell you to leave. Stop milling. No milling.
It's a public place.
Public street.
Right down there right now, they have metal stanchions all around the Rogers Center.
And then outside of those, I bet you people are milling.
Mill there, that's fine.
Yeah, but you can mill.
They have metal what?
Stanchions.
I don't know.
What's that?
You've never heard of the word
gates,
stanchion?
The gates.
Oh.
The security fence gates.
So why did you say that? They
I'm using the proper word.
For once. So it opens up at 10 a.m. And yes, do not line up earlier than 9 a.m. Security screening.
Go down there right now.
I know there's going to be bag searches, will be performed before entering the store. Each shopper will be allowed to bring in a clear bag, a vinyl bag, or a tote bag, no larger than like 12 by 12. So like one of the shopping bags kind of thing. Store locations, gate 1 near John Street, gate 5 near Ripley's Aquarium, and gate 9A off Bremner. So, there you go.
Do they, only give you a certain amount of time in the store?
I
wonder if it's timed.
Imagine.
Probably.
Like 30 minutes max?
Probably.
Yeah. Has to be, right?
Well, yeah, they have to get more people in.
Yeah, I don't know.
Crowd control.
Because I think what's going to happen is that what they don't want is they don't want a lot of people going in. They're just shooting social videos inside the merch store, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what they're probably going to, you know, crack down on.
That just sounds like chaos.
Yeah. A tennis channel. I didn't even know there was such a thing. Analyst named John Wortham was removed from air after making a comment about a female tennis player's forehead. And so this is before they went on the air. So I guess he was just like sitting there talking before they actually went on the air. But whatever happened, it was recorded. And then
released.
And then I guess released. He was prepping to go live. I don't know the details behind it. But here he is.
What do you think I am? Barbora Krejcikova? Look at the forehead when Krejcikova and Jung take the court. Eight head.
What do you say? Big head?
No, eight head.
Eight head.
Eight
instead
head.
Of four head.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's
that's,
gone.
That's how you lose your job.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know whether they get fired, but he was removed. Quickly, hold on here. Oh, I got to play you this. Jason Sudeikis and Flavor Flav were down in Kansas City, and Sudeikis started a charity organization, and they do their annual Thunder Gong, which is a charity event to raise money for amputees getting adjusted to potential challenges in life and prosthetics and everything else. They raised $820,000.
Wow.
But Jason Sudeikis and Flavor Flav got on stage and did the NWO and Anthrax classic Bring the Noise. Listen to this.
Hey, yo, Jason. Hey, yo.
Everything,
yeah, it was a full band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Turn it up! Hey, yo, Jason, I dare you to play. Bring the noise! I'm not doing their jam, but look at you, I think you get respect for that, man.
Oh, man. Flav is the best.
Bro, I don't think Flav, as far as all of the artists who have aged and still have it, because a lot don't, right? They still tour, fans still go and see them, but sure. You understand age has taken its toll. I don't think Flavor Flav gets the recognition he should for being the age he is, still being able to do on a stage what he did 40 years ago.
Sure.
I don't think he gets the recognition he deserves.
No, this guy's jumping around like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
he's 65.
In his video. It's
65
amazing.
Years old.
He looks much older than 65. Yeah.
More of the news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5.
Some days I'm feeling I'm not pretty enough. I take the wheel, but I won't get it done. I'm overthinking, so I'm stuck in the mud. I'm exhausted from bad stuff talking. The devil I know isn't good enough for me. Running uphill till there's nothing left of me. What would it feel like if it could believe? All of my doubt is insecurity. I know my pride can get the best of me. How do I heal when something cuts so deep? I'm so tired of the story. I tell myself somebody else is worth deserving. The lies don't work when I'm doing well, but it hurts like hell to hear the story I tell myself. I know I'm worthy of so much better than this. It's hard to think that everything that I miss, but being vulnerable doesn't feel like a risk. And there's no hope in staying broken. The devil I know isn't good enough for me. Running uphill till there's nothing left of me. What would it feel like if I could believe? I'm so tired. Wanna see what the other side looks like. I'm so tired.
Mocha on KISS 92.5.
Let me ask you guys this. When you're using your computer mouse and you scroll up, do you expect the screen to go up or down?
Down.
I mean, you expect it to go up, but it goes down.
No. What are you talking about?
We're talking about the mouse, Maury, not your...
I have a mouse. I use a mouse.
I'm doing it right now.
If I scroll up, my screen goes down.
Okay, if you have that little, if you have the little thing on your mouse, right?
Yes.
And you push it forward, are you saying that that's up?
If I scroll up, the screen goes down.
Oh, on mine, when I scroll up, the screen, the text rolls. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
No, and you scroll up, the screen goes down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me see yours. Let me see yours.
And then when you scroll down, the text goes up. Okay.
Let me see.
Right? So this is me scrolling up.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Pushing forward on the mouse. So now the text.
The screen is going up.
Is going up. And then when I scroll down,
it goes down.
No.
The text
goes down.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I understand. I understand. So when I'm scrolling up, the text is going from top to bottom.
Okay, here. Okay, I'm going to clear this up.
No. Mine's going down.
Okay, if you're in a Word document that is 15 pages, okay, and you're at 7, you're at page number 7, if you scroll up on your mouse, do you go to page 6 or to page 8?
6.
Yeah, so it goes up.
but the text is coming down.
Correct.
But the screen is going up.
Screen going up, but the text is coming down.
Correct.
If you have the wheel on your mouse and I wheel it up, my text is going down.
Okay. Wait. Pause. Okay. If you have a document and you're in the middle of the document,
I am right now.
Pause for 1 second. And I say, you got to go to the top of the document.
Yeah.
Which way are you scrolling?
Scrolling up.
Then I'm going to scroll up.
So you're going up is go up goes up.
Sure.
Down goes down.
If it's up, then it's up.
But do you remember computers used to be opposite when you used to buy a mouse?
Yeah, well, like on a Mac, I don't know if I'm just like all Mac all day, but I don't know if it's the same on a PC.
I always have to switch it.
You can switch it. So yeah. It goes the opposite of what the default is.
Because Catherine still likes it the other way.
Oh, no, that's
right. And I can't do it. It confuses me, right? Like if I scroll up, I want to get to the top of something.
Correct.
If I scroll down, I want to get to the bottom of something.
Yep.
Maria, why do you look like you just smelled a bad smell?
I'm confused because I think my mouse just Freaky Friday'd me because before it was doing it one way. And since we had this conversation, now it's doing it the other way.
Oh, no. The machine's listening.
But when I use my little trackpad, if I scroll up, my screen goes
down.
Page goes. I'm confused.
It's when I scroll up, the words are going down.
She's like, yo, it just works. Okay,
hold on. Let me go look at your computer, Maury. Give me 1 sec.
Yeah, because when I'm scrolling up, my screen goes down.
This is my mouse right here.
Yes.
This is my mouse.
Yes.
This is the wheel.
Yes.
I am now pushing forward.
Yes, and your screen is going up. This is the top.
Yes, I know.
So when you push up, it goes up.
But the words are going down.
No, the words aren't going down.
Look at the word
You're
here.
You're going up.
No, but look at the name right here. Look at this name.
Yes.
Grace.
Okay.
Look, it's going down the screen.
If I said to you, go to the top of the page, go up.
Yeah.
There you go. So you scroll up, and it goes to the top.
Maury, you look confused.
Stop. No, but hold on. We are going to the top of the page, but then why are the words going down?
If you need to go up, what way do you push your mouse? Up.
Up.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Wow. Why he has mad?
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
And home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate morning.
On KISS 92.5.
Look. If you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it?
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, blah. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity, oh, there goes rabbity choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. That is, he know he won't have it. He knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter. He's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant. He knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't be ready. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own.
two dogs cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see this heart I caught it between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming order too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot.
Show.
All right, y'all, we are almost at that time to jump into the DM deep dive.
What do we got coming up today, Maria?
All right, we have a juicy hypothetical question. We're talking stress and Mocha's photography.
Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
This is Kiss 92.5.
Dive time, ladies and gentlemen.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Steven's asking, when you guys take a piece of gum from a pack of 12, Do you go in order from bottom to top or pop out any random piece from the middle and keep going until it's empty?
So those packs that slide out of the cardboard and they're in individual pockets.
They have like four across and yeah. I think like a couple, a few down.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
And they're covered in foil. You just pop them out.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
I go in order. I try to go in order. I don't like...
Order is in what? Across or down?
Across.
Across.
I'll go across.
And then you move more up and then you take the next row and the next row. Is there another way to do that?
Like people just like pick random ones.
Yeah.
But then you gotta take the whole thing out, right?
Because some people will open it like one way or then back the other. So like you're kind of starting on both ends versus like starting one.
Is anybody a gum chewer on this show?
Oh, big gum chewer.
Yeah.
I used to gum in the car.
Gum, man. Mm.
I have to be chewing gum like all the time.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I find it calms me a little bit.
Yeah, I used to find that too. I used to really like gum and then I stopped. Mar, you chew gum more?
No, but at home I have elderflower pasties.
Sexy.
They go on your boobs?
No, you suck them.
Hey. What? On your boobs?
Don't answer that. Maria.
Yeah.
So what's your answer to this?
Like a normal person?
Yeah,
I go left to right?
Left to right, yeah, you go in order.
And I always have to open it from one side.
Yeah.
So, I can't go the other.
That's right. That's what
I said. Go all over the place at random.
Cheesecake?
Yeah, I just, whatever. I just slide my hand. Oh, jeez. Okay.
No, go ahead. Say it. Say what you were going to say.
Man.
You have to say it.
I was going to say I slide my hand in my pocket and then just pop one out.
Yeah.
What I do.
Occasion.
Yeah. Liar. Next DM, please, Maria.
Uh-huh.
Jose says, what are the top three ways you deal with stress?
Put my hand in my pocket and pop one out, right, Shane?
Oh, yeah.
Stress gone.
By that, I mean gum. You pervs. I mean gum. I was talking about gum.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, Ron,
guys.
Let's start with you. Top ways, top three ways, if there are three.
I really don't get stressed out. My thing with stress is that I never like feeling overwhelmed, right? And that's where the stress comes in for me is when I feel that I have no time for anything. So it's no time for my family, no time for the show, no time for, when you have so much on you that you start to collapse. I'm very, very good at, giving myself bits of accomplishment, senses of accomplishment by knocking things off. And I don't necessarily start with the big one. I start with the ones that I can get out of the way first. And then when I get on a roll of accomplishment after accomplishment after accomplishment, what I feel is that the weight starts to lift off and then I'm already in a mood to where I can handle the big things.
Sure.
Right? Because I can't handle the big things when there's a bunch of little things left that I have to do. And a lot of people leave the little ones and they go right to the, to focusing on the bigger problem.
Yeah.
Where I will get all of that out of the way so I have time. Mm-hmm. So if there's something hanging over my head, it's the big project as opposed to all the little things, right?
Mm-hmm. Maria, what's your answer?
Also alcohol.
Well, I'm with Roz. Alcohol is definitely on the list of three.
Yeah.
For me, my top three ways would definitely be I go to the gym.
Yeah.
The gym for me is a big, big part of dealing with stress. That's why why I started running. And then I'm not going to lie. I have a tendency to stress eat.
Uh-huh.
So I will eat a bunch of sweets. I'll always be eating something. It's amazing, but it's also not healthy.
No, I know.
So but
you go to the gym.
Yeah, but it balances each other out. And then honestly, I will say I used to go to therapy quite a bit. And that's another way I deal with stress is if I'm having a really bad week and I know that I got to talk to someone. That's obviously, good. I'll talk to my friends and family, but therapy.
Maury, you're probably more stressed out than most people.
I take calm gummies.
What's
calm
that?
Gummies?
Yeah, I have no idea what's in them. It says calm on the package.
Is it weed?
No, they're magnesium ones. I know which ones he's talking about.
Oh, they are,
yeah.
Isn't that stuff that's supposed to help you, relax and, put you into...
Yeah.
It gets your body ready, I think, for, bet at nighttime.
I take the powder version of those ones at nighttime,
And does it work more?
I find it works. Yeah, that, I will stick my finger in peanut butter.
Thank God you said finger.
That's the one we're looking for.
No need to continue. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Question for Mocha from Josh.
Yeah.
Does Mocha post his photography anywhere? He talks about it quite a bit, but I don't see anything on his IG.
Good question.
From time to time I post. I have a ton. I have my camera with me all the time, and I will go out and take photos, but I won't always post. I have a hard drive full of pictures that I've taken, even like stuff with my drone that I have not
posted. You should make like a photography page.
Nah, no. I don't know. Like, it's like, I mean, I like sharing some of the stuff, mm-hmm. but others, I feel like it's one of my hobbies that I yeah. don't necessarily, I don't feel pressure. I don't have to share it with everyone. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't have to post it. I enjoy taking the photos. I enjoy that experience and like practicing the skill and stuff like that. I just don't post everything.
Fair.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Do you ever frame your photography like in your home, or do you like anything that you would frame?
Yes. We actually have, I think, 3 or 4 that we printed up that we framed that are in the house.
Of what? Like random stuff or family stuff?
No. Random stuff.
Random stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just cool. Like street photography, stuff yeah. like that. Yeah. That's it. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. We love talking about them every single day. So keep them coming in. Maria gets them and brings them to the show. That was wonderful. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha.
From the speakers on KISS 92.5.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.